That's cool. That's a good idea. Okay, so I'm just going to introduce what's going on here and sort of make a point of focus for what seems to be a very dynamic and chaotic situation. But fun. So it's rare for us to do something like this, and I thought, since we're sort of gathered in a group with people who have participated in the roulette and the projects of roulette for some time, some people as long as the whole 13-year history of the thing, I thought I'd point some of them out because maybe you should meet them or know who they are. We usually don't introduce concerts, so I'm going to give them a little special attention today. I'm David Weinstein, and myself, thank you. And with Jim Staley, who is here? Where's Jim? There are Jims in the booth. Jim is taller than me, and he has a mustache. Jim and I started putting concerts on in this room 13 years ago, and about 10 years ago, after we got a piano, which is actually this piano, we got a huge response from composers who needed a place to play their music in New York, and we had about a 10-minute powwow and decided to produce every concert, every composer who asked us to do a concert. And so in February, March of 1981, we did 35 concerts, and we've been going at about that pace ever since. So now it's something like 700 concerts. Beyond us, there's Dan Farkas and Ben Manley, also in the booth. There are our technical people, both also composers, recently graced the stage of the kitchen with a fabulous evening. Mary Shinkin is here somewhere, and Ellen Middenthal, who are both working very hard to keep the papers flowing, and working on publicity. And I don't see. And beyond that, we have bunches of members of the board of directors here, who I don't see also. Probably eating gumbo. But especially, I think one of the reasons we wanted to do this is because we had a membership drive in the fall and a lot of people joined. And it's important now that we get this membership thing going because there's a lot of problems raising money for this not-for-profit new music stuff. And you probably have read numerous articles. In fact, Newsday had a big article a couple days ago about raising money for this. So we thought, we promised members something special, so this is something special. And please introduce yourselves. We're interested also not just in your money, but in your telling us your nifty ideas about what you think you should see in a place like this. And I think a lot of the people that I've met tonight have a lot of experience in and have gone to concerts sometimes much longer than the 13-year history of this place. So a good tip on a good young composer is always welcome here. And a good tip on a place to get a good free computer is always welcome here. So I think it's great if we can all sort of talk about roulette for one evening, and I think we'll probably do this a few more times, especially if we get more members. And I think that the real task ahead for this organization is to is really even to just maintain the activity that we've had all this time, which is in the past. Last year we did 83 concerts. This year we're doing something less, 46 or something. And this is directly in relation to the money situation. The money is cut back, so we need every possible resource gathered together. So we've gathered you together. And we hope that you can, in turn, show us the way for resource upon resource upon resource. So tonight we have some incredible performances, and all these people have offered to do this. And so I think I won't delay. Blue Jean Tierney, Shelley Hirsch, Nick Collins, Ben Neal, and the CD band, the Laser Kalimba Display, and also myself, and so let's start the show. Thanks for coming.
The musicians in this piece are from Cusco in Peru.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say that if you happen to become a member of Roulette, you get a free Christian Markla t-shirt. And also, if you become a member, like in a higher degree, like $100 or something, you get a CD with a t-shirt and free admission to every concert. And that includes a $50 membership also, free admission. And actually, you could also get the CD of that contains these tunes we're going to do right now. Pleine Oriente, Pleine Oriente, Pleine Oriente, Je ne m'en marque pas. Pleine Oriente, Think of clouds, my darling, though he is far away. I want to be within, but this I have to say. I looked another man, and that man he looked me. He is a sweetie pie, but I remember clouds on the way it were in southern Germany. His eyes are also blue. It don't know I'm a Jew. I didn't tell him still. Perhaps I never will. His body always make me think about those chestnut trees in sweet Bavaria. It took my heart the time was so comfortably. But now he's in Berlin. Some cafe is sitting. So why not look the other one? It's easy because it's in the next room. Class said he need his time, and I need my time too. I got my work right here, but this is nothing new. The new guy is superb. My work he don't disturb. We meet us once a day. I met him in the Rockies. He was climbing with the cutest climbing sneakers. But Klaus has intellect. Ah, what savoir-faire. Ich liebe his leather ozon. Clouds go passing by me, but they won't take me to him. I sit in melancholy on to fly away. Black forest was lovely. We felt the joie de vivre. But all good things must pass. Do you know what I mean? I think you do. Except one. I feel this anger still. It sometimes drives me crazy. But how can I suppress that urge to get undressed and lie beside the boy whose cooking bring me joy? He know what's occurring. He even has a new way to eat escargot. Klaus called him Schnecken. But tell me what you think. I'm not really sure what I should do. You know when I think about this time we had this class in the mountain. This talk about German philosopher, Hegel, Kant, Wittgenstein. Well, he's not really German anyway, but the other one's different. I don't mean to compare, but he is different. And vive la différence. Ah, the way he walk, and the way he talk, and the smell from his kitchen make my heart pound, pound, pound. Crazy situation.
Yeah.
These are from our record called Haiku Lingo, and this one is called Our Mania.
So the final thing here is that the world premiere of this CD band, and the laser kalimba concept is simply that we all play these portable CD players. And the source material is only, and this is all commercially available gadgetry, with the exception of course of Mr. Collins, who took his CD player apart and made it do fancy things, which is all of our job to make it so confusing that you can't tell. What's the secret?
The locked door that the piece goes on until...
Yeah. It's up to Mr. Farkas in the booth to make sure this stays at a listener's level. And so the world premiere of Impossible Music.
Thank you. Thank you. Collins, Jim Steelios, Jesse Malt, David Shea. Thanks for coming.